The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 28th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
In the 19th and 20th incarnations, the Lord advented Himself as Lord Balarama and Lord Krishna in the family of Vrishni, or the Yadu dynasty, and by so doing, he removed the burden of the world.
Uno means less. Eka means one. And Bingsha means 20. So this is the way of Sanskrit literature. Ekona Bingsha. Less than one of 20. That means 90. Ekona Bingsha, Bingshati me, and next 20th. So, Balaram first appeared, and then Krishna appeared. Ekona Bingsha, Bingshati me, Vrishnishu, in the family of Vrishni, Vrishni dynasty. Krishna's another name is Varsneya, because he appeared in the Vrishni family. Just like sandalwood. Sandalwood is known as Malayan sandalwood. Malaya, there is a country, you know, is east Asia, Malaysia, now it's called Malaysia. So formerly they were growing sandalwood in large quantity. Now they are growing rubber, no more sandalwood. They are not interested in sandalwood, they are now interested in rubber wood. Because you have got motor cars, you require motor tires. So formerly, this Malaysian sandalwood was very famous. So sandalwood can grow anywhere. But because in Malaysia, sandalwood was very largely growing, therefore sandalwood is generally known as Malaya Chandan. Malaya in Sanskrit, the sandalwood of Malaysia. Similarly, Krishna can appear from anywhere. Janma karma me divyam. Krishna's birth, appearance, work, they're not ordinary. Divyam, transcendental. Jo janati tat tat. If anyone understands tattva in truth, then the result is takta diham punarjanmanaiti. Then such person, after giving up this body, he does not take any more a material body. Punarjanmanaiti, mameti, he comes to me. That is success of life. If you simply try to understand Krishna, his transcendental appearance, disappearance, activities, if you try to understand, then your life is success. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to make people understand what is Krishna. Simply by understanding Krishna, he will become liberated from this material bondage. Actually, every one of us trying to get out of some kind of bondage, we feel that I am bound up under certain circumstances, so I must get out. This is called Atantik dukkha nivritti. Dukkha nivritti means avoiding painful situations. So everyone is trying to avoid painful situations. That's a fact. We are struggling. I have got income, say $200. So that is not sufficient for me. So I am struggling hard to get $500 to avoid this painful situation. Again, when in $500 I feel another pain, so I try for $1,000. In this way go on increasing, and the painful situation will never be mitigated. That will continue. Otherwise, why millionaires are committing suicide? He has got money. But they do not know that any amount of material comforts will not make them happy. That is not possible. So we have repeatedly discussed this fact. The other countries, like India, is advertised very poor country, but still majority of the people in India, they are happy. People do not know. Although materially they haven't got possession, they have got only two cloth or even one cloth. In the village you will find they are so poverty stricken. But still they are following the Vedic principles, taking bath early in the morning, going to their business, whatever they get, eating, husband, wife, children, they are happy. People say primitive. But you want, after all, happiness, primitive or advanced, what is that? In advanced civilization, if you commit suicide, why not primitive? So they do not know. They do not know what is actual happiness. Therefore, the struggle is going on. They do not know. Nati vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know that real happiness is Vishnu, God, Lord Vishnu. When you approach Vishnu, just like we are, our happiness is here, Krishna. For Krishna, we are working day and night. The karmis are also working day and night, but they are not happy, we are happy. That they do not know. We are also doing the same thing. We are not lazy. We are not sleeping. Everybody is busy. Somebody is going to write, somebody is going to type, somebody is going to sell books, somebody is preparing prasadam, somebody is cleansing, somebody is going to sankirtan. Not a single moment we are lazy. But because we are working for Krishna, there is happiness. Nobody is paid here a single farthing. Rather, he brings money. But still he is happy. But the karmis, they are getting money, salary, still they are not happy. Why? This is practical. Here, we sometimes chastise that you cannot live with us, go out. But he cannot. Unless there is happiness, why he is sticking to this Krishna consciousness? Those who are going back, again coming. They could not find any happiness. Again, they say, here the people say these are foolish people, working under some idea. But they are happy. Must be happy. But they do not know this. Nati vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. They do not know how happiness can be attained. Happiness can be attained when you come to God, because you are part and parcel of God. The same example. This, a little child is crying. Nobody could pacify it. As soon as the child is put on the breast of the mother, immediately. Because the child is the part and parcel of the mother. And immediately he understands that now I have come to save my mother. Immediately. This is practice. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of God, Vishnu. So unless we come to Krishna or Vishnu, Krishna is Vishnu, there is no happiness. It is not possible. It is not possible. But these rascals, they do not know. They are trying to become happy by so-called scientific advance. What is the science? Atyantik dukkha nivritti. The aim of life is to come to the platform of happiness, where there is no distress at all, simply happiness. That is our aim. There cannot be any distress, only happiness. Anandamaya vyasat. So you see so many pictures of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his coward boy, Krishna dancing with his girlfriends, gopis. Krishna is stealing butter. Krishna is doing so many, simply happiness. Simply happiness. You won't find Krishna is morose and sitting or crying. Even if he's killing some demon, very laughingly, it's easy job. So either he's killing or dancing, he's happy. So we are giving this information of happiness, the topmost happiness, without any anandamaya vyasat. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that spirit soul, the super soul or the individual soul, their nature is to become happy, anandamaya, happy. Spiritual life means happiness. There is no distress. But that happiness can be attained in cooperation with the Supreme. We are sparks of fire. So, with the fire, if the sparks are fat, you see sometimes, the sparks, it looks very beautiful. The same spark, as soon as falls down from the fire, extinguished. The fiery quality immediately extinguished. So our material condition is like that. We have given up the company of Krishna, and you wanted to be happy in this material world. Therefore you are suffering. The same spark, particle of carbon, if you put again to the fire, it will again become red, hot and fire. So this is Krishna consciousness movement, that we are trying the sparks which by chance has fallen down from the fire to pick it up again and put it in the fire. That is real happiness. So, here it is said, the Ramakrishna iti. God appeared as Rama and Krishna. There are some foolish persons who are misled by another imitation Ramakrishna. But those who are intelligent, this rascal Ramakrishna said that I am the same Ramakrishna. Another rascal believed, oh, he is Ramakrishna. Why I say rascal? Because here it is said, Ramakrishna viti bhuva bhagavan aharat bharam. There must be symptoms of Ramakrishna. Anyone will say, I am Ramakrishna, and he becomes Ramakrishna. How? What is the test? The test is bhagavan aharat bharam. When Krishna and Rama appeared, Balaram, he killed so many demons to make the world peaceful. The beginning of killing was their maternal uncle counsel. Not only that beginning, from the beginning of Krishna's birth, Putana, Nagasur, Bagasur, Kesi, and so many asuras. Every day, Krishna and Balaram used to go in the forest, and some asura would come to disturb them, to kill them, and Krishna will finish them. And the friends will come at home and narrate the story to their Maharaj. Maharaj, Krishna is so wonderful. Such a big demon came and he killed immediately in this way and that. That is Krishna. Not that because one has got some so-called meditation, he becomes Krishna without any test. But what is the proof that he is Ramakrishna? But they do not take the proof. They simply pose a bogus man as Ramakrishna. So this Ramakrishna is different from this bogus Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna Bhagavan, they are actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they proved it. Not that Ramakrishna is dying out of cancer disease. Yes. We are not after such kind of Ramakrishna. Besides that, when there is real Ramakrishna, why I shall go to the false or imitation Ramakrishna? They say the same Ramakrishna. That's all I the same, but I don't find any proof that the same. So why shall I take to this imitation Ramakrishna? Why not take this real Ramakrishna? So we should be intelligent enough. We should not be bluffed. Krishna Jai Bhaje Sevaracho. Without being very intelligent, nobody surrenders to Krishna. Bahunam janvanam ante jnanavan maang prapadrate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. So anyone who has surrendered to Krishna, he is the most intelligent man. Jnanavan, Krishna says, unless one is fully wise, after many, many births, because everyone is trying to place a competitor of Krishna. Just like I have said, oh, why is that Ramakrishna? Here is another with big beard Ramakrishna. So, but he is not wise. That kind of Ramakrishna is for the foolish man, and those who are presenting, he is also foolish. But Bona in this way, foolishly accepting something as God, when one actually becomes wise after many, if he is actually searching after God. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti na arjuna arto arthati jnani anisandesu jnani cha bhartarsa jigyasu jnani cha bhartarsa jigyasu. So, four classes of man comes to God. If they are pious, if the background is piety, then out of that class of man, inquisitive, jigyasu, jnani, jnani means those who are wise, and artha, distressed, arthati, those who are in need of money. Generally, people, ordinarily, if he is pious, then when he is in distress, he prays to God. My dear Lord, I am in distress, kindly save me. Or if somebody is in want of money, he also approaches God. My dear Lord, for want of money I am suffering, kindly give me some money. These are two classes, and the other two classes, kyani, simply for knowledge, what is the actual constitutional position of God? This is called gyani, and inquisitive, and inquirer, what is God? So these four classes of man try to understand God, or approaches God. So out of these four, two classes, those who are in distress or those who are in want of money, as soon as they get money, they forget God. Or as soon as their distress is over, they forget God. But these two classes, inquisitive and wise, they continue to search out what is God. So out of these two classes, when one understands what is God, he is perfect. Bahunam, that becomes possible after many, many births. Bahunam janmanam anti jnanavan. What kind of knowledge? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Vasudeva. Krishna's another name is Vasudeva. Samatma sudullava. That type of great soul is very rare. So in other words, those who have taken Krishna as everything, they are the greatest soul, the topmost soul within the world. They cannot be misled by imitation Ramakrishna. They are interested with real Ramakrishna, Vasudeva Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. So, Krishna appeared in the Vishnu family. Our business is to understand Krishna. Krishna, we cannot understand Krishna fully. He is unlimited. But still, by following the footsteps of great Mahajan, great devotees, personalities, we can understand to some extent Krishna, what is Krishna. So we may not understand fully. If we simply take it for granted, even without understanding Krishna. The Krishna is the supreme, and our business is to love. Real, our aim is how to love Krishna. Just like the gopis, they did not know that Krishna is God, or the cowherd's boy, they did not know. Even Mother Yashoda did not know that Krishna was the supreme personality of God. But their love for Krishna was spontaneous. They did not know anything beyond Krishna. If we come to that stage, that is perfect. Not that we want to know what is God. What do you know? What knowledge we have got, we can understand what is God. But we can see by God's activities, when Krishna appeared, his all activities were uncommon activities. So far, as a human being, he was not human being, but he was playing as human being. The human being marries, his marrying is also wonderful. He married 16,108 wives. This is uncommon. This is uncommon. Nobody can marry like that. Not only marrying, Muslim Nawabs, they used to marry also many wives. Not many wives, one Nawab was there. He married 160 wives. They have got in Lucknow. When you go to India, you see, that is now Holland, that all the wives of the Nawab was living, let's say, now it has been turned into a big park. There are small houses. So he could not reach all the wives every day or every night. That is not possible. Humanly, it is impossible. 160, That means if he goes, visits every, it will take at least 6 months. Huh? So after 6 months, one queen or Navabjada might have seen her husband. But Krishna is not that time. Krishna expanded himself also in 16,000 forms, and each and every one of his wife was accompanied by Krishna personally. So, this incarnation, all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these symptoms, the father's, mother's name, the place, the activities, everything is being described. So we cannot be cheated by a false incarnation of God. That is not possible. So the cheated, those who want to be cheated, they are cheated. But we don't want to be cheated. We want real God. Therefore, nobody can cheat us. Thank you very much.